this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
It's a Wednesday, boys and girls. Over the Hump Wednesday. Yes, indeed. It's another time for Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in here as I try to get it together here the best I can here on a, yes, Over the Hump Wednesday here. I'm just pressing buttons and getting my volume right so I can be heard. So now I feel a lot better. Sports news that you can't get enough of. Let's get right at it here. The Detroit Tigers, they're at a sweep and had a very successful home drive where basically right now they just took care of the Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon by a score of 4-1. Yes, Derek Hill was a big hero with a triple knocking in runs. Miguel Cabrera, again, doing the things he ought to do there. He's down to, I think, 24 hits before 3,000 hits are attained, and he has a chance to get that done this year. Hopefully he will do that there. I would love to see it there. I don't want to see this drag on any longer than what it can. Tigers are getting some opponents that right now they got to do their thing in order to be somewhat reputable in the eyes of the Major League Baseball for being a threat next year, because again, the Tigers lineup, as you see right now, is going to change a wee bit here, but some younger, more, I wouldn't say more because they haven't been proven yet, but younger, very talented individuals coming up to the board to hopefully make the Tigers a lot better team. So hang on to your hats, boys and girls. Tigers are on the prowl. Pro Football Hall of Fame will honor wide receiver Calvin Johnson and defensive tackle Alex Karras at the Detroit Lions Sunday, September 26th game against the Baltimore Ravens at Ford Field. That kickoff time is at 1 o'clock. Before the game, about 12:45, Karras family will be honored in a pregame ceremony on the field. And, yes, Johnson will be honored with his ring ceremony at halftime from the Hall of Fame. They'll be presenting him his ring. The Hall of Fame ring of excellence is set in 24 gold with a 1.25 carat diamond in there. That's a lot of money. The center of the ring is surrounded by diamonds that create the outer stadium, which affects and vibrate in blue diamonds there. The blue symbolization conveys power and integrity for these remarkable athletes. Johnson, who spent 9 years with the Detroit Lions, will receive a customized ring based on his position and his bust and the years played in the NFL. On the other side, his name of the Pro Football Hall of Fame logo will be enshrined inside his class ring as well. Also, he can open the ring up and see some inscriptions on side of that too. So, and let me be very plain with this. The Detroit Lions will be honoring Alex Karras, who, again, a Hall of Famer, and should have been a Hall of Famer a long time ago. Calvin Johnson, on the other hand, the Hall of Fame committee is honoring him with his ring and whatnot there. Not saying yet what the Detroit Lions will be putting his ring in the hall, in the shrine that they have around the stadium as of yet. We don't know about that. From Calvin Johnson's conversations with the Detroit Lions, he has had no positive interaction with the team at all. Remember, the Lions told him he had to turn in about $1 million or some odd when he decided he'd retire after 9 years. So hopefully that will be cleaned up for the Lions to drop out the barrel to the Fords, which right now, you understand, the Fords are giving everyone in Flat Rock $500 for screwing up their city with gas leak at the Flat Rock plant. So I don't know what to say, boys and girls, about Ford. Seemed like they could dig out that money to Calvin Johnson, give him his check with interest, and then try to make rid of bygones to be bygones, okay? I'm just saying. Detroit Red Wings, they re-up on some toughness factor by re-signing big forward Giovanni Smith. Smith, 6'2", 220 pounds. He speaks very softly, and I talked to him a couple of times. He's a very nice individual, but he carries a big stick and a big punch for the Detroit Red Wings, who will take the opportunity to task taking his liberals with the team's best players on the wings, and he'll get them back. And definitely, we do not have an enforcer on the team. Smith looked like he's going to be the one with a 2-year contract extension, and that was announced on Tuesday there. Smith is only 23 years old. He was going to be a restricted free agent upon the contract expiring. However, the Detroit Red Wings took care of that. They gave him some more money and, again, got his contract locked up for another 2 years. Smith only appeared in 16 games with the Red Wings last season. He recorded a goal and 3 assists there. But his presence on that ice, when it comes down to some hooligans or BS, Smith is on the job to protect his players. The Horizon League announced their upcoming 2021-22 season conference schedule on Tuesday. The league was slated to begin on December 2nd. They conclude with the Horizon League Basketball Championship on March 7th and 8th at Indiana's Farmers Coliseum. That's located in the fairground and arena center in Indianapolis outskirts there. Each team will have 22 double round robin scheduled games there. The league is also scheduled to get underway on December 2nd and on the 4th and resuming for 9 straight weeks starting on the 30th, and they'll conclude it the season on February 26th. Got to give you some information for them. And I say that because Oakland and Detroit is involved in that there. And hopefully they will have better teams than they have had in the past. The Big Ten men's and women's basketball media day is upcoming up here, yes, on October the 7th and Friday, October the 8th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. On October the 7th, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, and Rutgers. Men and women's basketball coaches will be talking it up, getting geeked up for the upcoming season on Friday, October the 8th. Indiana, Michigan State, Minnesota, Northwestern, Penn State, Purdue, and Wisconsin will follow up that preceding day and doing their thing to get the fans all ready for basketball. Hopefully, with no runs, hits, or errors. It's a baseball term, but it's very much so true with the conditions that we're seeing right now in our country and also around the world here. The AFC Players of the Week has been announced, and that is quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, and also the Bengals kicker Evan McPherson. They were named to the AFC Player of the Week, Week 1. For the NFC, the Rams, Matthew Stafford. I say it again, Matthew Stafford. Cardinals linebacker Chandler Jones and the Buccaneers punter Bradley Pinson. They were named the NFC Player of the Week. Their offensive, defensive, and special teams accordingly that I named just a few minutes ago. Derek McLaughlin of Riverview High School was named the Detroit Lions High School Football Coach of the Week for week number 3. A lot of football to be had was had this particular week. We saw some upsets and some very competitive games as we talked on the game to with Mark Yule, and he said, majority of the games this year are going to be very competitive with the high schools there because that's going to count in the point factor, not so much who you're in the league and how many games you win, but how competitive the opponents that you play. It will not hurt you to play an opponent who's a good team and you stick with them. Even though you lose, you might be a winner. So that's going to become the trade of two as we watch high school football the next several weeks and see who's going to be ready to take on those tasks in late October to get to Thanksgiving weekend to play at Ford Field for those state championships in football. Now we get to All About Ali. That's going to be an upcoming film by Ken Burns, who does an incredible job on a whole lot of things that he put together on television, mostly on public broadcasting station, which is called also PBS. It's going to be called the documentary Muhammad Ali. He brings one of the most greatest figures of the 20th century and three-time heavyweight boxing champion who captivate millions of fans around the world with his mesmerizing combination of speed, grace, and power in the ring, and also matches charm and playful boasting outside the ring as well there. He insists on being himself unconditionally and became a global icon and an inspiration to people everywhere. It's going to be a 4-part series that's going to start on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, September the 19th, and it'll be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Final chapter of that will be on Wednesday, of course. Hopefully you get to see it because I'm going to watch it. It has a lot of interest to me. A great guy, a great man. And a lot of people don't know about Muhammad Ali, especially our kids there. So they can take a whiff. Some public television, no commercials, none at all. You can just enjoy it, get the popcorn and peanuts, and have a conversation maybe after the show with parents and guardians or whatever it may be, if they let you stay up that late. The first postseason event in Michigan High School Athletic Association history for students is going to be in junior high and middle school level. It's going to be conducted in cross country this season at 8 regional sites during the second half of October. The junior high or middle school cross-country regionals were approved by the MHSAA representative council during the spring 2020 meeting on the recommendation of the MHSAA junior high middle school committee. The students, nearly 650 members, and we're talking about schools, that is, junior high and middle school, may participate with the regionals, not counting against the 10 event teams that are allowed to compete during the regular season. That means a lot of kids, a lot of young men and women are going to be up to be able to take part in those regionals in order to go to the states, who are going to commend the best junior high or middle school kids, getting awards and whatnot, and that claim to fame to go up in the high school. That's pretty neat indeed there. I'm feeling it. Hope they do that with middle school and basketball and football. And then some of these teams have football teams and cheer teams, volleyball. You know, we need to make those extensions greatly readily available for these kids who can do something after school and with their livelihood. You know, that balance means a whole heck of a lot to our kids. And you parents as well, get out there and support them. Weekly awards recognizing the NFL high school, as the NFL every year gives up awards for high school accomplishments there. And this week they recognized NFL flag teams as well as the Canadian youth players who demonstrate excellence in playing techniques. The NFL Canada ensemble is one of the new things that they have upcoming there, ongoing there. This year, one high school player of each Canadian team will be recognized between week 2 and 7 of the NFL season. Submission will be received through Huddle and the votes by the NFL Canadian Football Development Advisory Committee. It's going to be dealt with. There's some very formidable people. I know Karen Ouellette very well, and David Sanchez. Mike Thomas is also on that committee. They'll be receiving that notoriety on the NFL on CTV Live and also receive 1,500 CADs worth of equipment, Canadian money in equipment and grants for that particular school. So that's pretty huge there. Pretty huge indeed. I would say finally, but I got more stuff to talk about here. Major League Baseball. Oh, by the way, I'm going to say this before I get into anything else here. Event at Traverse City for 5 hockey teams, including the Red Wings, going to be meeting up there in Traverse City starting the 16th, and now in about Sunday or Monday there. Teams are being able to compete. The young upcoming stars who've been in the minor league or been playing in other leagues who the NFL teams had drafted or has been drafted will be taking part in these particular hockey games and whatnot. That's up there at the center, located in Traverse City. So tickets are available, and we'll try to keep you abreast of who ends up winning that tournament there, okay? Major League Baseball will announce that Miguel Cabrera for the name for the Detroit Tigers 2021 nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award, baseball most prestigious individual honor for major leaguers there. Now, the Roberto Clemente Award has been annually recognized for Major League Baseball players who represent the game and the baseball through their extraordinary character, community involvement, philanthropy, and also positive contributions both on and off the field. Miguel Cabrera has done a lot in the city of Detroit and the metropolitan Detroit area, including doing in English as well as Spanish, trying to get people to get their shots. And we're talking about COVID-19 shots there. He's done one tremendous job. I've seen some of the commercials that are out there for that there. And he's getting people to get the shot there. No question about that. Plus some other things that Miguel Cabrera has done in donating to kids in their community, their parks, personal appearances, not always being talked about throughout Major League Baseball on these kids, on these players off day, but he's doing an incredible job of reaching out to kids in the metropolitan Detroit area. Done that as part of the annual program, each Major League Baseball club, they got a nomination as well for their player for this tribute award of Roberto Clemente's achievements and his character there. Now, those are good things, and wish Cabrera well, and as well as the other 31 other players who were announced today on Roberto Clemente Day, by the way. Finally, I was watching the AEW, but yesterday, I don't know what came over me. I watched NXT yesterday. It's a wrestling show that basically is kind of reformed itself to NXT 2.0. And I watched this young particular wrestler named Bronson Reichsteiner there. That's his real name. But he was called in the ring as Bronze Breaker. A lot of people don't know who this guy is, but you will know now from me. Reichsteiner, he's a Cherokee Key County native and former athletic star at Etowah High School and Kennesaw State. He made his television debut with the WWE NXT Ensemble and was successful doing so. under the name Bronze Breakker, and with an opening match in an NXT brand show that basically has changed his face. The way the studio is fixed up is a little bit more cleaner, crisper. They got microphones in the mat where you can hear the mat bouncing up and down a lot more. And just changed the particular show altogether to kind of make it a little bit more star-stunning and more attractive for people to watch it, because before I didn't understand a damn thing they do. They had a wedding on there last night of the final act of the show, which was pretty amazing indeed. But I did enjoy NXT 2.0. Hopefully they continue their good drive of some good wrestling and also entertainment, because I couldn't stand to watch the NXT before, but maybe this has somewhat changed my mind. It did. It did indeed. I don't know what I did, but I pressed the wrong button. But I will tell you, I'm done. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. You can check Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always, Butch on Sports on Space, blah, blah, blah. Let's do it again. Butch on Sports on Facebook. Go to that site and you can get the podcast, along with going to the homepage of Podomatic.com. Just type in simplybutctoo.podomatic.com. You can also go to the gamesportshow.podbean.com to hear about it, along with going to Spotify, Apple, and all the other hearing devices out there. The show is always available there for your dining and dancing pleasure. Check me out on Mondays, always on Mondays, on the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason. I'm going to call him Scott Steiner. Dave McKay and myself co-hosting, along with other guests, and Big View Issues in Sports, national and otherwise there, locally, of course, up in Sault Ste. Marie. I'm part of that ensemble. I'm glad to be with it. And we have had some pretty doggone decent shows here lately here. So check us out. 6 to 8 o'clock on ESPN 1400. You get the live button on the computer or on your phone. Going to ESPN1400.net and hit that little live button. You can hear it right on the spot. Or else go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com and hear the whole version of the show whenever you get good and ready there. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. Have a great, great weekend. We will join you on Sunday. Of course, the Lions won't be playing the Monday. So we'll have some football scores and some highlights and some laughs, hopefully, upcoming. Yes, indeed. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Check you out on Sunday.